You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio.
This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's blueberry with no e's.com.
Notable melodramas from stage and screen, fiction and radio, presented each week to bring you to the edge of your chair.
Good evening. This is Orson Welles. Personally, I've never met anybody who didn't like a good ghost story. But I know a lot of people who think there are a lot of people who don't like a good ghost story. For the benefit of these, at least, I go on record at the outset of this evening's entertainment with a sober assurance that although blood may be curdled on this program, none will be spilt. There's no shooting, knifing, throttling, axing, or poisoning here. No clanking chains, no cobwebs, no bony and or hairy hands appearing from secret panels or, better yet, bedroom curtains. If it's any part of that dear old phosphorescent foolishness that people who don't like ghost stories don't like, then again, I promise you, we haven't got it. Not tonight. What we do have is a thriller. It's half as good as we think it is. You can call it a shocker. It's already been called a real Orson Welles story. Now, frankly, I don't know what this means. I've been on the air directing and acting in my own shows for quite a while now, and I don't suppose I've done more than half a dozen thrillers in all that time. Honestly, I don't think even that many, but it seems I do have a reputation for the uncanny. Quite possibly, a little escapade of mine involving a couple of planets, which shall be nameless, is responsible. Doesn't really matter. Don't think I disapprove of thrillers. I don't. A story doesn't have to appeal to the heart. It can also appeal to the spine. Sometimes you want your heart to be warmed, and sometimes you want your spine to tingle. The tingling, it's to be hoped, will be quite audible as you listen tonight.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale. I hope you're enjoying the programming of Mystery Play Internet Radio. It is a real pleasure and honor for me to share these shows with you. MPIR has been a continuous operation, broadcasting and sharing these wonderful programs to the delight of millions of listeners. It would have been impossible without the financial support of listeners like you. Mystery Play Internet Radio is listener-supported. Here's an invitation to you. This is critical, so please listen. There are three ways you can support Mystery Play Internet Radio. Right now, send in a donation via PayPal. Just go to www.mpir-otr.com. That's www.mpir-otr.com and click on that donation page. Two, join and make a monthly pledge via Patreon. www.patreon.com/MPIR. And three, tell your friends and neighbors and family members about how you enjoy Mystery Play Internet Radio. Mystery Play Internet Radio is entering a very critical period. The server costs are rising, operation and expenses are increasing. I really need your financial support to continue operation. That's www.mpir-otr.com. www.mpir-otr.com. I thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Granite Furniture Company, with stores in Sugar House, Murray, and Provo, presents
The Hull of Fantasy. Welcome to the Hall of Fantasy. Welcome to the series of radio dramas dedicated to the supernatural, the unusual, and the unknown. Come with me, my friends. We shall descend to the world of the unknown and forbidden, down to the depths where the veil of time is lifted and the supernatural reigns as king. Come with me and listen to the tale of Death in the Bayous.
The Granite Furniture Company brings you the Hall of Fantasy. Listen now to original tales of the imagination and some of the classics of the supernatural as we take you down the corridors of the Hall of Fantasy to the mysterious realms of the unknown. These are stories of eerie and fantastic thrills brought to you by your friends at the Granite Furniture Stores. You know, spring is practically here and the centennial summer is not far away, so now's the time to cheer up your home with something new from the Granite Furniture Company. You'll be amazed at how easily you can improve the beauty and comfort of your home with small items here and there, such as a new floor lamp, a new lounge chair, a table or so, or some other seemingly unimportant item. The Granite Furniture Stores in Sugar House, Murray, and Provo are daily receiving new stocks for spring home redecoration. And now you may choose from these delightful new things at prices well within your budget. Go in tomorrow and see for yourself. And be sure to listen a little later in tonight's program for an important announcement from the Granite Furniture Stores in Sugar House, Murray, and Provo. And now for tonight's story, an original radio drama by Robert Olson entitled Death in the Bayous.
Death strikes quickly along the bayou. Who's to say the deed was murder?
According to this map, we should be nearing that plantation.
Oh, I'll be glad to get there and a chance to freshen up a bit. It's a long drive from New York.
Ah, very true, Mrs. Crane. A long ride and a dull one. That is, as far as the scenery is concerned.
I think it's been lovely.
Oh, if you say so, said the henpecked groom. But the Adirondacks have this beat a million ways. Look at this swampland. Whatever made you want to spend a honeymoon down here anyway?
Oh, Tom would have been hurt if we'd refused his invitation.
He'd have been hurt? Well, whose honeymoon is this anyway?
Oh, now, Reggie, it's really charming. And you'll like Tommy.
You've been down here quite a lot?
I spent 2 summers with the Bonds, and they're really wonderful friends. And Tom is...
Thomas Bond, the fifth?
Yes, he's a dear. He wanted me to marry him once.
Oh, fine. We spend our honeymoon with one of your old suitors. We'll probably sit around the family hearth and glower at each other.
Oh, no, that's over now. He's nothing more than a friend, a very dear, very rich, and I'm afraid a very lonely one.
Now, I must be a fool to be able to forget you, Mad. I know I never could.
Don't you dare ever try.
No danger, beautiful. But methinks I see a sign of life in this forsaken waste.
Where?
Oh, you see those lights ahead?
Reggie, this is it. This is Tyne Oaks.
The welcoming committee. Say, that mastiff looks as if he'd like a pound or two of leg. Now, take it easy, hound. We've been invited. Hello there. Would you let us in, please?
Who's there?
Oh, it's Amos. Amos, this is Miss Madeline.
Why, Miss Madeline, hello, child. Of course, Master Tom's expecting you all. He's pacing the floor right now, he is.
Amos, this is my husband, Master Reginald Crane.
Yes, Master Reginald. Welcome to Tyne Oaks. You'll just drive up to the house. Master Tom is powerful anxious to see you all.
Well, Mad, this is wonderful, really wonderful. I thought you'd never get here. And this is, I presume, the lucky gentleman?
Yes, Tommy. This is Reggie.
Of course, Reggie. Well, take your things off and join me in the drawing room for a little drink. Lena, take Mrs. Crane's things.
Yes, Master Tom.
Thank you, Lena. I'd very much like to clean up.
Let me see now. That's one and another. There's your drinks. Amos, take our guest things to their rooms.
His rooms? Why, this is a honeymoon, old man. I believe it's legal to...
Oh, of course. It seems strange to think of Mad as being married. Forgive me, please.
Oh, sure thing. I'm a little dazed about it myself. Fabulous luck, you know. Did you ever see anybody so lovely in your life?
No, Reggie, please.
No. Never have I seen a more lovely creature. Never. Too lovely for you, old fella. Much too lovely for anybody.
Well, excuse me. I'm getting a little self-conscious in here. Tom, how are things at dear old Tyne Oaks?
Well, it's not what it used to be, Matt. Echoes of the old days. Since the Colonel and my dear mother died, well, it's a lonely old place. Now it's yours, Matt.
Well, thank you, Tom. It was nice of you to ask us down here.
Well, I'll be going now.
Where are you going?
I moved to the guest house this morning.
You mean this entire house
is a bridal suite?
Pardon me, Master Reggie, but do all these things come in?
I'll be right with you, Amos. Excuse me for a minute, will you, Mad?
Don't forget my black overnight case.
Okay, I won't.
So you did it anyway.
Did what, Tom?
Married that...
Tom!
I told you I'd never let anyone else have you.
Tom, what are you saying?
Your pardon, Mad. I forgot myself.
I thought you'd forgotten that and it's all over.
Forgotten? No, not forgotten. Good night. Forgotten. Over and forgotten, is it? Oh, Mad, you should never have let me love you so much.
Well, my pretty, here's your precious black case.
Thank you, Reginald.
Oh, why so formal? Well, during our courtship, you called me Reggie. Now we're married, it's Reginald. I'm going home to Father.
Oh, please, Reggie, don't joke. Maybe we should have gone to the Adirondacks.
Oh, nonsense. All I had to offer you there was a rustic little three-room cabin. But this plantation, all to ourselves, it's like something out of Gone with the Wind.
That cabin sounds heavenly to me, Reggie.
Now, wait a minute, beautiful. A honeymoon is no time to start second-guessing. This is it. This is what we dreamed about. Yes, sir. By golly, I'm going to make our honeymoon at Tyne Oaks the best either of us ever had.
You expect more, then?
Oh, I certainly do.
Well, mighty square of you to tell me about it.
We shall have as many honeymoons as there are days in the year.
Oh, Reggie, you're a nitwit, but a charming one.
What is it?
Now, I'll see you a minute, Miss Madeline.
Yes, Lena, come in.
Excuse me, I didn't know the master was here.
Oh, don't be shy, Lena. This is Master Reggie, my husband.
How are you, Lena?
Nobody the same at Tyne Oaks. You shouldn't have come down here, Miss Madeline.
Lena, what do you say that for? Tyne Oaks has always been my second home.
Back when Tyne Oaks was a home for everybody. It changed since the Colonel and Master's bond died. Master Tom changed. He get crazy drunk and beat us.
Beat you? Why?
There ain't no why, Miss Madeline. He just mean. I get so scared of him. And tonight, well, Miss Madeline, he's acting awful.
Lena, I won't have you saying such things. Now, you run along, or I'll tell Master Tom.
Oh, no, please don't tell Master Tom, please. He'd
what?
Please don't tell him.
Then don't let me hear you talking like that again. I'm ashamed of you.
Yes, Lena, medicine fool. Lena should be dead.
Well,
Tommy.
Now, Tommy sounds to me like a problem child.
He was. Oh, but he's settled down now to this quiet life of a plantation owner.
No, this is the souls of men.
Why, Reggie, what do you mean?
Only that he still loves you and hates me. Now, I could see that right away. He wanted to put us in separate rooms. Can you imagine it?
Yes, Reggie, I think you're right. Well, that's what I was going to tell you. While you were out there, he said something very strange. It frightened me.
Well, what did he say?
He talked as if he's forbidden me to marry you.
Oh, he did, huh? Had he ever said anything to you about our marriage?
Nothing, whatever. That's what startled me.
Well, it strikes me, my pretty, that we're... Skip it.
What, Reggie?
No, nothing. Nothing at all. Say, come on out here on the balcony, Mad.
Oh, there's that moon again. And the jasmine. Oh, Reggie, isn't it lovely?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't?
No. Anything lovely outside of you is... too dull to attract my attention right now.
Then you retract your threat to go home to Father?
Oh, home was never like this. What do you say we stop reading weird meanings into Tom's words and give him credit for this beautiful honeymoon mansion? This is really something, Mad. It's got that cabin beat a mile.
I'll bet that little cabin is wonderful.
Well, I built it. What was that? That sounds like the dog that greeted us at the front gate. Now, what's he doing out in the swamps this time of night?
Well, the prince is in the swamps. Tom's there, too.
Well, then I'll revise the question. What's Tom doing out in the swamp this time of night? Hey, what's that? There's something wrong out there, Mad. I'm going to see what it is.
No, Reggie, don't go out there.
No, I've got to see.
Reggie, come back!
Oh, Reggie, you fool. You don't even have a gun. Go on back. Go back to your bride, you nitwit. Go back. Uh-oh. A sentry. Nice, doggy.
Bitch,
nice.
Come here. Down, bitch.
Tom, what was that scream? I thought maybe I might help.
It's Lena. She's dead.
Dead? But we were... Why, only a few minutes ago we
death
were...
Death strikes quickly in the bayous, Reggie. Now, will you help me get her out of here?
Oh, sure, but I want you to tell me what happened to her.
Later, Reggie. Stay on the way. Now, come on out here.
Just like that? Well, it looks pretty muddy to me. Is there some way around?
No, Reggie, there's no way around. Are you afraid of getting your feet wet?
No. Well, okay. Here goes. Hey! Hey, I went down to my waist. I seem to be stuck. You'll have to give me a hand, Tom.
A hand? I don't dare give you a hand, Reggie. You're in a pit of quicksand.
Quicksand? So why didn't you warn me?
I forgot, Reggie.
Tom, I can't get loose. Help me.
I felt sorry for you when Madeline got word that you were a German prisoner. And then when word came through that you'd been killed trying to escape, Madeline was brokenhearted.
Tom, get me out of this.
It was I who dried her tears, Reggie. Madeline finally promised to marry me. They set the date, even sent out the invitations. And then you came back from your grave. That, Reggie, was very inconsiderate of you.
I'm sinking, Tom. Do something.
Do something? When you were dead, I headed the list with Madeline. When you're really dead, I'll head it again.
Tom! Tom, get me out of here. Madeline's bound to know. She'll hate you for the rest of your life.
Hate me? Perhaps, but she'll be mine, Reggie. She'll be mine.
No.
Reggie, you're in pretty deep. You're in pretty deep, Reggie. Almost to your chin.
Tom! Tom, you won't get away with... Oh, Madeline, I...
Here, Madeline.
Reggie?
No, Madeline, it's Tom.
Oh, Tom, where's Reggie?
Reggie? I thought he was with you. That's where I'd be if you were my bride.
He came out here to... Oh, help me find him, Tom. I'm afraid to have him out in the swamps alone.
Sure, Mad. I'll help you hunt for him. But don't come out here.
Why not?
I'll come to you. There. You almost stepped in a quicksand pit.
Quicksand?
Yes. Yeah. Very treacherous, you know.
You are listening to Death in the Bayou in tonight's journey down the corridors of the Hall of Fantasy, presented by the Granite Furniture Company, with stores in Sugar House, Murray, and Provo. Well, here's the special announcement we mentioned a few minutes ago from the Granite Furniture Stores in Sugar House, Murray, and Provo. Just received another new shipment of 9x12 rugs. Yes, you heard correctly. Another new shipment of 9x12 rugs at the Granite Furniture Company. You may choose from a wide variety of colors and patterns. And in addition to these new 9x12 rugs, you may now choose from an excellent selection of Wilton and Axminster wall-to-wall carpeting. Choose from more than 20 rolls. And you know that rugs and carpeting have been very difficult to get. And because of better buying connections, the Granite Furniture Stores have scooped the market. So buy early tomorrow. Rugs and carpeting just received at the Granite Furniture Stores in Sugar House, Murray, and Provo. Now back to tonight's story, an original radio drama by Robert Olson entitled Death in the Bayou.
Who is it?
It's Tom, Madeline. May I come in?
Oh, yes, Tom, please do.
Madeline. Is there anything I can do?
Oh, Tom, help me find Reggie. Where could he have gone?
The bayous have many hiding places. If he's lost, we do our best to find him.
What happened out there tonight?
Happened? What do you mean?
There was a scream. That's why Reggie went out. He thought someone was in trouble. Now both Reggie and Lena are missing. What happened?
These are treacherous swamps, Madeline. Maybe Lena was caught in a quicksand pit. It wouldn't be the first time it happened, even at Tarnoak's. It's no place for anyone who isn't acquainted with every foot of it.
Then you think Reggie was...
I don't know, Madeline. Quicksand leaves no traces.
Where were you when Lena cried out?
I must have been in my shower. The first thing I heard was Prince's barking.
What did you see when you reached the quicks pit?
Just Prince raising up an awful clamor about something.
Is there anything we could do? Well, make sure
about... the pit? We've never been able to find out how deep that pit really is. I'm afraid it would be a heartbreaking task and fruitless, Madeline.
Well, then what can we do? You have some hounds, don't you?
Bloodhounds? They went out with slavery. I have some hunting hounds, but, well, we could try it, I guess.
Oh, then let's do it, Tom.
First thing in the morning. Get a good night's sleep. Bright and early we'll start.
No, I want to start right now. Oh, I couldn't sleep knowing I was doing nothing.
You really loved him, didn't you?
Loved? Oh, I do love him, Tom. I don't want to live without him.
You know, all I have asked of life is to be loved that much. Get your rest, Mad. I'll take the dogs and see what I can dig up.
Tom.
I'm sorry, Mad. I didn't think. We both need a drink. Here, I'll pour one. Drink this, Mad. You'll feel better and sleep better.
Well, thank you, Tommy. You're sweet.
It's beginning to get light in the east. I'll soon be able to see where I'm going.
Let me go with you.
No, Mad. There's nothing you could do, and I don't want something to happen to you, too. You stay here.
Oh, I guess you're right. getting a bit drowsy already.
I know. I'll put a little sleeping powder in your drink. It'll calm your nerves.
Right you are. Oh, my arms feel like window weights. I'm so sleepy. So very sleepy.
That's right, Mad. Sleep. Sleep, Mad. Sleep.
The Adirondacks, Reggie. Oh, it would have been a lovely honeymoon.
Madeline. Madeline, what have I done to you? If you've only loved me. I couldn't expect you to know what a difference it always made to this old place to have you here. And how desolate it became the moment you left. Even now, as you sleep, Tyne Oaks has an enchantment. A charm it never had at any other time. Is it my fault if I love you too much? What are the rules, Madeline? Is it all right for me to go mad with longing in these tinkin' swamps while you and some other man live life like a musical comedy? I couldn't do it, Mad. Not because you love me too little, but because I love you far too much. Oh, forgive me, Madeline. Loneliness is too bitter. As long as Reggie lived, I could never hope to be anything better than half dead. Poor old Lena. That was never meant to be. But she tried to warn you and drive you away forever. That I could never allow to happen. Yes, Madeline, I killed for you. But I'll do it again and again until I know your mind. Forming over the bayous. Another day will soon be here. What will it bring for you and me, Madeline? How can I still the heartbreak that leaps inside you, the longing for the lost one? Reggie's gone, it's true. Reggie will never come back. I've destroyed him. But how can I destroy the memory of him? How, unless I destroy the mind in which that memory is embedded? In your eyes, Madeline.
Oh, where am I?
In your room. You thought you were asleep. You weren't. I put nothing in your drink. I only suggested that.
But I have been asleep.
Asleep, I suggested to you only that. You act in my suggestion now, don't you?
Yes.
You believe in me, don't you?
Yes.
Then listen carefully to what I have to say. This is what is known as post-hypnotic suggestion. You will obey me. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I know that.
Then listen and don't forget.
But that light, it hurts my eyes.
You see a light. I am that light, Madeline. I am the light. If that light ever bothers you, all you have to do is come closer to it. Does it bother you now?
Yes.
Then come closer. That's it. Closer yet. Now, does it bother you?
Yes, it hurts my eyes. It's too bright.
Then come closer. Now what do you see?
You. I see you. You're very close.
Then the light is what?
The light is you.
And if the light bothers you, what do you do?
Come to the light. Come to you.
That's it. You come closer to me. Now remember this. That light is all the pain you know. There is no other, no other. Now what is that light?
Pain. It's all the pain.
And what do you do if you feel pain?
I come closer to you.
Right. You won't forget that.
No, I won't forget.
All right, Madeline. Now listen carefully. Reggie is pain. Every time you think of Reggie, you'll come to me. Do you hear that? Come to me. I am Reggie, I am pain, I am the light. You remember that?
Yes.
Good. Now, Madeline, wake up.
Oh, hello, Tom. How long have I been asleep?
Not long. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel a little strange, Tom.
Well, how do you mean, strange?
I feel as if I'd forgotten something, but I don't know what it could be.
But I'll be downstairs, Mad. Join me as soon as possible.
Tom, wait.
Well, what is it?
Couldn't see you for a moment.
What do you mean?
Just then, when I looked at you, I...
Yes?
I saw nothing but a blinding glare of light. I must be going mad. I can't seem to think. I have the feeling that now, more than any time in my life, I must think. I must think. What is it I've forgotten? Oh, think, Madeline, think. I've never felt like this before in my life, but then... How have I felt in my life? I can't remember that. What happened to me? I want to do something. There's something I must know. What is it? What is it? Who is it?
It's Amos, Miss Madeline. Amos. Could I talk to you a minute?
Amos? Who's Amos? Maybe he can help me. Come in.
Miss Madeline, I can't find Lena. Lena disappeared last night. Do you know where she is?
Lena? Who's Lena?
Who is she? Was she Lena, Miss Madeline?
Amos, what am I doing here?
What's that?
What am I doing here? I'm sick. I can't seem to remember. Amos, where's that light coming from?
What light, Miss Madeline?
That light behind you. It's blinding.
Amos, what are you doing here?
I look for Lena, Master Tom. She gone. She didn't come to the house last night. Do you know where she is?
Of course not. But if Lena is lost, we'll find her. Now, don't bother Miss Madeline about it. She isn't feeling well.
Oh, I don't mind, Tom. Stay here, Amos, and talk to me.
I told you not to bother Miss Madeline. Now, get out of here.
Yes, Master Tom. Amos, go. But Amos, find Lena. Amos, find Lena.
Get out, you tramp. Get out of here before I hit
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. Amos, go. But Amos, find Lena.
Tom, will you help me? I can't seem to remember anything.
You need a lot of rest. Look at me, Madeline.
Yes?
What do you see?
Why, your face is...
It's what?
It's the face I've been trying to remember. Who are you?
Come closer.
Yes?
Now what do you see?
Why, you're Tom.
Good. Now sleep, Madeline, sleep.
But that face I saw a moment ago. Oh, would you let me see it again?
I said sleep.
Yes, I'm asleep. But I must remember, too. I must remember.
Good. She's asleep. I must act quickly. Tonight we'll sleep away from here. We'll go on a long trip. She'll never have need to remember. I'll give her a completely new life. Tonight we'll drive out of here. We'll go to Cuba. That's it. We'll go to Cuba and keep on going.
Reggie, where are you?
She's talking in her sleep. She remembers everything I told her to forget. But she doesn't know it.
Reggie, I can't hear you very well. What is it? What are you trying to tell me?
She's talking to someone. She's sitting up. Her eyes are wide open.
Louder, Reggie. Where are you? I can't hear you. I didn't hear you, Reggie.
In the pit.
The pit? Ah!
Madeline, wake up, Madeline.
Take that light out of my eyes.
Look, Madeline, look.
Oh, Tom, I was dreaming.
You were? That's strange. You haven't been asleep.
I haven't.
No, Madeline, you've been right here talking to me all the time.
But, Tom, oh, what's the matter with me? I'd sooner be dead than this way. Why can't I remember anything?
You have no memory, Madeline. It's been taken away from you.
Who took it away? Why? Oh, just when I need to remember.
I took it away, Madeline.
You? Why?
Because you're about to learn something that will have killed us both.
What was it?
You'll know soon enough. Until then, don't try to remember.
Miss Madeline.
Who is it?
It's Amos, Miss Madeline. I must see you right away.
Come in, Amos.
Miss Madeline, you got to get out of here.
Get out? Why?
Master Tom's in a killing mood. He just tried to kill me.
Oh, Amos, what are you saying? Tom wouldn't kill
yes,
you.
Yes, he would, Miss Madeline. I followed him out in the bayou. I saw him with Lena.
Who's Lena?
You remember Lena, Miss Madeline. She's Lena. She's my Lena.
I seem to remember, yet I don't. Oh, tell me, Lena. Tell me more about her. Why should I remember her?
You should remember Lena because, well, Lena's your friend. Lena tried to help you. Now she's dead. My Lena dead, Miss Madeline. Master Tom killer. I see him with her down on the bayou.
Amos, I can't see you. It's that light again. Amos, be careful. The light is behind you.
Amos, I told you to stay away from Miss Madeline while you're here.
I saw you, Master Tom. I saw you bury Lena in the bayou. You killed my Lena.
I warned you. Now you're going to... Come back here, you babbling fool. Come back here.
Amos, be back. But Amos, come back for Lena. Miss Madeline, run away. Run away, Miss Madeline. Run.
Get that meddling fool. Amos, I'm coming to get you.
Oh, the light, it's going away. I must follow it. I must follow the light.
Madeline, stay back. Don't come out here.
The light going away. I must follow the light.
Madeline, turn back.
Without the light, there's nothing. I can't lose the light.
Madeline, I command you to go back to the house.
It's gone. Where did the light go?
Hey, Miss Madeline, duck behind this tree. It's Amos. Master Tom don't see us here. Amos, take you back to the house. Master Tom awful crazy. You've got to get out of here.
Where are you, Madeline? Answer me.
Down low, Miss Madeline. He's coming.
Madeline, don't move. Cottonmouth, don't move an inch.
The light. There's the light.
Forget the light, Madeline. Freeze. Don't move a muscle. That snake isn't 2 feet from your face.
Tom, bring the light closer. I want pain. That's what I want, Tom. I want pain and Reggie.
Madeline.
That's it. I must find Reggie.
Quiet, you little fool. That snake will strike at anything moves. Madeline, look out!
Reggie, I lost Reggie.
She remembers after all.
Please, Miss Madeline, listen to Master Tom.
Madeline, the snake. It's Madeline.
Snake?
Rot in the mouth. Hey, Miss Grabber.
Miss Madeline. Miss Madeline.
Give it to me. Madeline, speak.
Tom, you did this.
Don't talk, Madeline. I'll get you back to the house.
You killed Reggie.
No. Reggie died in the quicksand pit.
You killed him. Oh, Reggie, it would have been lovely and...
Madeline. Madeline, speak to me. Good heavens, she's dead. Madeline's dead.
Master Tom.
Go away, Amos. Go away. Madeline, what have I done?
Master Tom, you killed Master Reggie.
I didn't mean to, Amos. I didn't mean to.
And you killed my Lena, too.
I must have been mad.
Now Amos kill you, Master Tom.
Go away, Amos. What?
Now old Amos kill you, Master Tom. It's right. Amos must kill you now.
Stand back, you fool. Get away from me.
Amos gonna kill you, Master Tom. May the good Lord help me do it.
Amos, give me that gun. I'll have you
whipped. No, Master Tom. You won't whip Amos. You won't whip anybody anymore.
Amos! Amos, don't!
Master Tom gone. This Madeline gone. Nothing but the bubbles in the bayou. Ain't nobody left the Tanooks anymore. The bayou got us all. Now Amos go. Alina. Alina. Amos, hear the voices.
So runs the tale of Death in the Bayou.
Well, friends, heave a big sigh and then listen to this. Another new shipment of 9x12 rugs and wall-to-wall carpeting has just arrived at the Granite Furniture Company. You may choose from a wide variety of 9x12 rugs in choice colors and patterns. In carpeting, the Granite Furniture Company is now able to offer you a choice from more than 20 rolls in Wilton or Axminster grades. This is hard to get merchandise, and the Granite Furniture Company, through its bigger buying power and better wholesale connections, has scooped the market. Buy early tomorrow, on easy terms, rugs and carpeting at the Granite Furniture Company. There is a store near you in Sugar House, Murray, and Provo.
Remember to join us next week at the same time for another journey down the corridors of the Hall of Fantasy to hear the tale of the Doctor of Terror.
Tonight's story was written by Robert Olson. Heard in tonight's program were Michael Bruce as Reginald Crane, Beth Calder as Madeline, Dick Thorne as Tom, Carol Moser as Lena, and Ken Jensen as Amos. Musical background was provided by Earl Donaldson. The technical supervisor was Nephi Sorensen. Your announcer is Mal Wyman. These programs are produced and directed by Richard Thorne. Remember, be with us again next Sunday night on call at 8:30 p.m. when the Granite Furniture Stores in Sugar House, Murray, and Provo will take you on another journey down the corridors of the Hall of Fantasy to hear the tale of the Doctor of Terror.